Have Brother Ahmed here, alhamdulillah. And may Allah help us to gain knowledge and follow the path of Allah and the path that pleases Him. I can't say much about him. He has been here before. He didn't go to any university, any school to get formal education like other scholars. But he gained his knowledge by sitting next to other scholars, by having the company of good people. And he has knowledge more than the people who went to university and the schools and stuff. And the only thing I want to say about him is he's a man who works for his grave. And before I leave the podium and invite Brother Ahmed, I would just like to make a small request that please turn off your beepers and cell phones and whatever you have so that we can concentrate on what he's speaking about. And if you don't want to turn it off, just at least put it on the vibrate. And I invite Brother Ahmed.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم والتابعين إلى يوم الدين رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي اللهم ارزقنا علما نافعا ورزقا واسعا وشفاء من كل داء اللهم نعوذ بك من علم لا ينفع ومن قلب لا يخشع ومن عين لا تدمع ومن نفس لا تشبع ومن دعاء لا يستجاب له آمين آمين يا رب العالمين اللهم ألهمنا وسددنا اللهم ألهمني رشدي وقني شر نفسي اللهم بارك لنا في هذا الجمع إن شاء الله واجعله مباركا يا رب العالمين وارزقنا وأنت خير الرازقين وافتح علينا يا فتاح وألهمنا يا الله وعلمنا يا عليم وهب لنا من لدنك حكمة هب لنا من لدنك نور هب لنا من لدنك بصيرة هب لنا من لدنك هدى هب لنا من لدنك رحمة هب لنا من لدنك بركات يا أرحم الراحمين. My dear brother and sister in Islam, the first thing we have to know, tonight is Friday night according to the American calendar. Meaning the night now, people start going to the disco, going to nightclub, start drinking, start having fun. Some people going to do all kind of things. Among all this million and billion of human beings, Allah choose certain people to sit in a gathering for Allah. This by itself, we should make us cry. Because any moment you sit in a gathering, Allah has been mentioned, you are blessed by Allah. And now, what is my intention? What is your intention? My intention, I have a duty in the front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever Allah allow me to have, I have to give it the maximum I can. For Allah, nothing for anything else. And you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell us, all of us, to seek knowledge for Allah, to get closer to Allah, to get more strong in our Islam, and to convey the message to mankind. By this way, according to the way you're sitting, your poverty inside your heart, what you want from Allah, Allah will give you. إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَاتِ. Deed according to intention. Why are you sitting now? With what intention? Allah will give you. Not Brother Ahmed. Brother Ahmed cannot give nothing. Cannot talk, cannot say nothing without the will or with the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And similar, you cannot receive nothing unless you're watching Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Angel will descend in the status of the heart and the status of the body. And they go back to Allah. And Allah know. And he asks the angel, what my servant want? Very important. Very important, the status of the heart. According to what you want right now, Allah will give you. What is the ultimate we need right now? We need the mercy of Allah. We need the hikmah, the wisdom of Allah. We need the nur of Allah. We need the guidance of Allah. We need the tawfiq of Allah. We need the knowledge of Allah. We need the most of all also the basira of Allah. Because knowledge, people misunderstand. You can get the knowledge on the ink of the knowledge. And you can get the blessing of the knowledge. You can get the tawfiq of the knowledge. You can get the nur of the knowledge. You can get the fire of the knowledge. The knowledge of Allah is so dangerous, more dangerous than any money. You have to seek it only to please Allah. You have to seek it only with the intention to convey it for those who want it. And most of all, to live it. To set the role model by yourself. And otherwise you will be a liar. And this knowledge will burn you before it benefit you. And I see plenty. May Allah forgive me if I'm among them. Make dua for me to Allah give me sincerity and qabool. Because we need also qabool, acceptance. If Allah puts a qabool in something, it's done. Qabool, acceptance. And we need barakat. Barakah, blessing from Allah. If we have barakah, we're done. Today, the person who called me, I asked him, what do you want me to talk about? He said, marriage. And believe me, I love to talk about this topic, and I hate to talk about this topic. Why? Forgive me of what you're going to hear tonight from me, male and female. Be careful of what you're going to hear from me, and if you hear something, it displeases you, ask why. But by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I will cover different angle and aspect of marriage. You see, today, the majority of people, when they talk about any Islamic topic, they go right away to the regulation. Fiqh. Do, don't, do, don't, do, don't. And we become all of us like bing-bong each other, and we do not even know what we do. By the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all the do and don't, I can give you a small booklet. You can buy any small booklet about marriage and divorce. In 10-15 minutes, you have the most of do and don't. But in Islam, it's a three pillar of anything Allah give it to Muslim. Anything Allah give it to us has three pillar. Do you know what they are? Number one is maqsad. Maqsad, the purpose. Why we get married? What is marriage? Why? What is the maqsad of the marriage? Number two, it has adab, manner, and character, and behavior. And the third has rewarding, ajr. The do and don't, I'm going to leave it aside. Why? Because once you go to fiqh, you go to different opinion of different scholar, and because we are ummah now divided so much, we're coming from different background, I can say something, some people will like it, some people will oppose it, the whole thing become mashallah, and we go to argue and we lose the message. But by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I will focus in something called mafaheem. Meanings and understanding and comprehending. Because once we do that, the rest is easy. And this, I believe, and this at this moment in my life is missing from the ummah. The majority of the ummah do without understanding why they're doing. Is anybody tell me why the person called me and tell me he want me to talk about marriage? Very simple. Because as you, as a young youth, this is a major topic, is making a helicopter, something in your head. You know, if you open the brain of the most youth, marriage, marriage, marriage. And once you get older like me, you said, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Because you discover, you know, marriage is not easy. Is a responsibility. Sometimes we see baby, oh, he's cute, cute. But we forget all the night and responsibility to prepare this kid. Prepare him for what? What is the purpose of marriage? To make it short, is almost over 12 purpose of marriage. Purpose. The last one is what everybody think about it. I won't get married, I won't get... Why? I'm a man, I won't fulfill my need. I'm a woman, I won't fulfill my need. This is the last one. This is not the aim, the main purpose of marriage. This almost like when I ask you, what are you doing? He said, I won't eat, I won't eat, I won't eat. After a while I tell you, what are you doing? I won't go to the bathroom, I won't go to the bathroom, I won't go to the bathroom. What are you doing? I won't go to sleep, I won't go to sleep, I won't go to sleep. What are you doing? What is your job? Who you are in life? What you tell me so far is a necessity. Every human being, animal creature, do exactly what you tell me. He eat, he go to sleep, and he go to the bathroom. And also they have maid, and they have bunch of kids. Everybody, every creature is the same. But what is the purpose for mankind? To get marriage. One of the main purpose of Khilafah, to be the representative of Allah in earth by developing the nucleus of the Ummah. The nucleus of the Ummah, the nucleus of any nation, is started by the family. To save society. According to the strength of the Ummah or the family, society can be strong or weak. To develop society. To save mankind from corruption. To save the seed. To save your own seed, your inheritance, where you're coming from and where you're going. To leave a seed to worship Allah. Yes, to leave a seed to worship Allah. To spread Islam. To set the role model. To educate mankind. To strengthen the Ummah. What about my need, my physical desire? Is a gift from Allah. Is a gift. This tiny enjoyment for 10, 15 minutes, half an hour, whatever, in this life, if you study Jannah, the minimum intimacy in Jannah, 75 years. Continuous pleasure. Continuous pleasure, 75 years. Minimum. And Allah increased to whom He wants. By this way, you see, the intention. What is my intention when I get married? What is my goal of getting married? What I want to accomplish of being married? According to the three questions, we'll come to another topic. Who I can get married to? Today, we are living in Jahiliyyah exactly like the beginning of Islam. I know many people from different countries. The mother of the girl, or the mother, the father of the girl, the father of the man, they will not allow the marriage to continue. Why? Because they're coming from different roots. It has to be from the same village, the same tribe, the same whatever. I have to choose it. This tribalism has nothing to do with Islam. But do you understand the purpose so far? This is the main aim of the purpose of a Muslim to get married. according to this purpose. Now, who I am going to marry? Forgive me today of what I'm going to hear. Not every female is a woman, and not every male is a man. And this also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said it. مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ رِجَالِ Among the believer is men. What's the character of men? What's the character of woman? Because don't forget, according to your mentality, your thinking, your understanding in life, what you want, you will get a mate, male and female. Forgive me of what I say, today I see a lot of youth is not stable, mentally disturbed, heartily disturbed, physically disturbed, they do not even know who they are, and full of sickness. Imagine if this is the status of our female or a male, and they're going to generate a family. Tell me, what is the outcoming of this family? And after a while, if I do not know what to do with these kids. Why? She married for fun, and all of a sudden, is not fun the way she thinks. The 10-minute fun, it destroyed by 23 and a half hour of a lot of responsibility. And you do not know it. All you think about is the 10-15 minute fun. And you forget the 23 and a half hour of responsibility. Also, you have another problem. Who you marry, you're marrying a character. Whoever you marry, his habit and custom will not change. To change a character of a person, it takes a lot of iman. A lot of iman, a lot of tarbiyah. And we do not have it. We do not have the environment. We do not have the role model. We do not have anybody to teach us. We do not have the doctor of the ummah. The absence of the doctor of the ummah. And this why, if you see what I see, you get scared. The majority now, according to even different non-Muslim institute, they said Muslim now start acting like us. A lot of divorce start happening. Heavy. And you the one who coming from Muslim, supposed to be country or Muslim family, if you go honest to yourself, I do not believe we have a family. We have a gimmick of a family. Make believe. The father make believe, the mother make believe, the mother drives the father nuts, the father drives her nuts, and make believe, and they have to survive for the kids. And what's the outcoming? Bunch of lunatic. Really. So sick, internal, outside. What is the solution? Islam. Islam is the only one. I go to Latin America and I find out, the majority of people in Latin America, South Latin America, the majority is divorced. I hardly enter a house, have a man. Always a woman with a bunch of kids. Why? When I check why and I get to the roots of why, absence of love is a cycle. The family was broken. The kids never developed love. Now when you grow up and you become a youth, you're looking for love, but you have nothing. By this way, when you meet a man, you're thinking the man will give you love, but you forget he's coming like you from broken family. He's waiting for love. By this way, is a man waiting for somebody to love him, you waiting for somebody to love him, now all both of you need somebody to love both of you. Because you're not willing to give because you do not have it. He's not willing to give because he doesn't have it. Now who will give it? And you're not willing to give because you do not have it. And in Arabic they say, فَاقِدِ الشَّيْءُ لَا يَعْطِي. The one who doesn't have, he cannot give. Okay, we have now a calamity in us. If I know I'm bye-bye, I'm out of work, I came from broken family, I do not have it. But Allah tell us, come on, I give you everything you want. I have the remedy. I have the medication. Come take it from me. But we not doing it. Male and female. and we want to do a cycle similar to our parents. What is it? Make believe. Just make believe. And this why, if you look, what's the male looking for? He looked for a nice looking girl. And what's the girl looking for? A nice looking man. And after that, he looking for money. He looking for status. What he get? What he do? Where he take me? And we forget Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. اختاروا لنتفكم فإن العرق دساس. Choose for you nutfah, meaning your child, because the seed, the roots is so deep. Meaning, whoever you marry, you're not marrying a person, you're marrying a seed of a person, you're marrying his own family, you're marrying his habit and character and manner. Money come and go, beauty come and go, the physical appearance come and go. And mashallah, all of us as a Muslim, after one kid, you find the man going with a watermelon in his belly, and the woman with another watermelon or the honeydew in her belly. And before you know it, what you're looking for is gone in 2-3 months. And now, the leftover, the reality, the personal of the person, the personality, the heart, the honesty, the humble, the humility, the arrogant, the stubbornness, the nonsense, the out of whack, the childish. You get what you have. And now, wake up to the tragedy after that. Is you as a man or a male, do you have the quality to train the female you marry her? Are you ready to be her own teacher? Because don't forget, once you marry, hopefully you have some love. Wonder what happened. The woman try to sponge you, meaning try to follow you, if she's a woman, and if she's a good woman. Now once she try to follow you, what she see? Garbage, nonsense, bad manner, childish, like a boy, dirty, stink. Before you know it, wonder what happened. Wallahi, I swear by Allah, 2 weeks ago, I was in one masjid without mentioning a name, and the speaker giving a speech, when he received a note. One woman, she said, my husband stink, his mouth stink, he doesn't brush his teeth, his body stink. When he take his shoes, I have to run away. And she give a list of all the dirty about the husband. She said, what I can do? This reality. Why we do that? Because the absence of Islam. As a Muslim, I'm supposed to shave. I'm supposed to take a shower. I'm supposed to be clean and neat. But we do not even blow our nose, and all the time, you know. By this way, once you're going to marry a woman, hopefully, okay, or a female, what kind of quality you can give her? Are you ready? Are you ready to educate her if she doesn't have it? And you, as a sister, do you ready to do like Khadija radiallahu anha? Do you have the quality? If you get a nice big baby, you can train him to be a man? Because you have no choice. Either you are the woman, you marry a big baby, or you are a man marrying a big baby. It's very rare you will find a woman marrying a man. Very rare. Wallahi, I swear by Allah. If I tell you 1 in 1,000,000, maybe I will be a liar. 1 in 1,000,000, it will be too much. If you see what I saw, all over. Why? Absolute Islam. Is no Islam. Is no reality of Islam. Is no reality and understanding of Islam. Let's go to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said? He said that woman, you marry a woman for four. For her beauty, for her money, for her status, and for her own Islam, her own deen. Get the last, you will be happy. Tarabat yadak. Get the last one, you will be happy. خير متاع الدنيا المرأة الصالحة. The best happiness in this life, the pious woman. He then said the cute woman, the educated woman, Yale woman, Berkeley woman. No. He said the pious woman. And he continue after that. إِذَا نَظَرْتَ إِلَيْهَا أَصَرَتْكَ. If you look at her, she make you happy. What do you mean? Excuse me, I'm leaving. You know, wrong number. Is this the hadith? If you look at her, she make you happy. I always tell to our sister, according to Islam and according to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and this now a question. What is the most beautiful part in a woman? It's two. What is the most beautiful part of the woman according to Islam?
Hijab. Her face and her hands.
Keep going.
Her eyes.
Her eyes.
Keep going.
Heart.
Her feet. Heart. Notice part. Part of her belly. Sister, you give me one. I own you half a gift. You give me one more, you get the whole gift. Eyes. Now you can get the gift even if you see one. Why is the eyes? Because she has a contact lens and changing her color? Why?
You tell the truth. That's only
you said the truth. But it's not the right answer.
Okay.
Actually, it is also in Quran, in Surah Al-Rahman and Surah Al-Waqa'.
Because if the eyes, because the eyes guide you most of all. If you use your eyes to gaze, if you keep your gaze low, if you keep your eyes low.
This is your wife now. She's going to close your eyes from you.
I just want to give the second one. I think it's the mouth.
MashaAllah. You're very close.
The nose?
Who you are? It's the tongue. No, you said the nose.
It's the tongue.
You're right. It's the tongue. The eyes and the tongue. Now, why? Why is the eye and the tongue?
The tongue is that it speaks what is right and not what is wrong.
You're very close. Because the tongue reflects of your manner. The tongue reflects of your behavior. The tongue reflects what you have in your heart. And the Arabic people used to say, a tongue can be a sword. Either to cut you or become a friend of you. Similar to the eyes. You can give a person an eye, make him run away. And you can make him give him an eye, attract him to your view. Do you know what kind of eye is that? It go back to the manner again. The eye of obedience. The eye of humble and humility. عُرُبًا أَطْرَابًا. عُرُبًا, they said in Quran, in the Day of Judgment, in Jannah, one of the quality of Hurayn will be عُرُبًا أَطْرَابًا. And they said, what it meaning عُرُبًا أَطْرَابًا? Meaning they said, they talk so sweet, they know how to melt a man. And their eyes is round, it attract man. Do you see? This is why a woman came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, asked him, oh Rasulullah, what I do to my husband? He said, you have two. Keep them up is your ribbon and decoration for your husband. Anybody know what the two? Rasulullah advised a woman with? Al-ma'a wal-kuhl. Water and kuhl. Kuhl is equivalent to mascara. That's the old-fashioned one according to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Why? The water cleans the body. You do not come in your husband and put the fan, put air condition, what going on? Put perfume, French style, you know? You stink and you put perfume to cover it up. By the way, water is a cleansing and purifying, and it makes the woman pretty. Why? Because she has a good smell. And the eyes, the kuh, it give it like attraction. This is a teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's not my teaching. By this way, everything go back to what? Adab, manner, humble and humility, consideration, which is today none of this I see it. I see very tiny. What you consider a relationship, it has nothing, none of that. Listen now, go back to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said. Because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he used to perform marriage, he used to recite many verses. And these verses, they have something in common. Two, three messages only in all the verses. One of them, the first one, fear of Allah, taqwa. Ya ayyuha nas, taqwa rabbakum. The one I recited. And all you believe, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ أَمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَقُولُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا يُصْلِحْ لَكُمْ أَعْمَالَكُمْ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. And sometime, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ أَمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ حَقَّ تُقَاتِهِ وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. And one beautiful verse. And if you gather all these verses, you find out the pillar of taqwa, the first one. Taqwa and the obedience of Allah. Why? Because if you have fear of Allah, and you fear of Allah for this man or this woman, you always try to obey her for Allah, or be kind to her for Allah, or kind to him for Allah. Everything now going toward Allah. Why? Because the relationship is supposed to be for Allah. Now, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one of the famous also ayah, very beautiful ayah in Quran. وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ أَنْ خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَنْفُسِكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ مَوَدَّةً وَرَحْمَةً إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِقَوْمٍ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ. From the sign of Allah, from the sign of Allah, He created you from each other as pairs. وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ مَوَدَّةً وَرَحْمَةً لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا. To do sukna. Allah said, what's the purpose? To do sukna. Sukna is Arabic, is so beautiful. Sukna meaning, to explain it to you, do you know when you have your own bed, and whatever you go, five-star hotel, four-star hotel, whatever, you always think about, I want my bed. I miss my bed. Even if your bed is so bad, you're still missing your bed. It can be a pillow like this, and you're still missing your pillow. Why? It has a sukna. You like it. You get used to it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said, between the male and female is a sukna. Is a sukna. The scholar said, the sukna, this tumanina, this tranquility, this calmness between both of them, this what generates the relationship. You won't be near her, she won't be near you. Why? It's a sukna. This sukna actually located in the soul, not the body. It's a gift from Allah. وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ مَوَدَّةً وَرَحْمَةً. And He created between you, مَوَدَّةً, kindness, generosity, a nice relationship. مَوَدَّةً in Arabic, like, I do not know how to translate it. مَوَدَّةً is like a very soft relationship. ورحمة and mercy. But who descend that? Allah. But imagine, if I'm out of whack, my wife out of work. We do not obey Allah. We go according to our desire. We so stubborn, so stink, so arrogant, so everything. Why Allah will give me all this quality? Do you think Allah will give it to me? No way. Allah said He will give it. But He will give it to whom? To the believer. You find all this verse, He didn't say to the Muslim, to the believer, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. And in the end He said, this is a sign for those who think, who do thinking. By this way, if I go to a family, and the family like bickering with each other, what I know is no angels. Why is no angel? Because no obedience. Why is no obedience? Because shayateen. Why shayateen? Because the heart is not pure to Allah. Because once your heart pure to Allah, and your state of obedience, meaning you have a state of angels. An angel have a quality. What's the angel quality? Tranquility. Noor. Peace. Happiness. Peaceful. But if I do not know, and you have a lot of this doubtful and this and that, and you're not stable, what it mean? Shayateen. Because if you really have a belief, and your heart is content with Allah, you will never act like nonsense like that. A lot of us acting like people coming from mental institute should be going back. Really? Why? Because the heart is not content. Why the heart is not content? Because the heart is full of sickness. What's the main sickness of the heart? Jealousy, envy, not content, looking to each other, comparing, arrogant, stubbornness, thinking too much, everything is my way. Like one brother, he always said, my way or the highway. You know? Now, what this meaning all together? Where is Allah in the picture? Is no Allah. I used to remember a family. I used to go, the wife insulting her husband so much, and after she insulted him, Allahu Akbar. And she read Quran, and she finished Quran, and she do the zikr, but after that she beat her husband. You see what happened? Because I used to look when I meet these people and think, how come she do that? How? Anybody know? Because we do the ritual. We do the ritual without the meaning. Because if I do salah for Allah, I will never do this to you. If I sit down and do dhikr and recite in Quran, why after I finish my dhikr by second, I acting like lunatic? Why? Ask yourself why. Because even my dhikr is not pure. I'm doing dhikr by the tongue, by action, but my heart is not content. Because if dhikr of Allah, Allah promised, أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنَّ الْقُلُوبِ. With the remember of Allah, the heart will be tranquility. But today, sometimes what I see, people do the ritual and worship is almost like, Allah, I give it to you, take it, take it. Now I can do whatever you want. And we forget, the worship is a sign of gratitude toward Allah. And after that, the main gratitude is a status, is between me and Allah, the manner, adab. Adab. The whole Islam, the pillar of Islam is adab. Without adab, you're not going anywhere. Adab and akhlaq. And the adab of an akhlaq is actually the fruit of all the worship. The all the worship, the fruit of it, to have actually manner. Not only with your husband and your wife, even with animal, with the neighbor, with everybody. I was driving with somebody, and he saw somebody cutting somebody. He insulted him. I asked him, why you do that? He said, I don't care. He's a non-Muslim. I said, is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you a right to insult a non-Muslim because he cut somebody else? His non-Muslim is his business. He disbelieve in Allah, this is his business. What I insult, I make mistake, is my business. This man, even if he didn't hear me, he will come in a day of judgment. Allah will tell him, he insult you. What do you want? Allah is just. Everything is written. Everything is written. Can I insult anybody? I can't. Allah do not give me right to insult. Joking or no joking? No, I do not mean it. You said it. Go back to Allah. Angel wrote it already. And whatever is written, you cannot erase. Whatever you written, you cannot erase. Unless you make tawbah, you repent, you make istighfar, you feel guilty, you cry for it, you make 2 rak'ah tawbah, and you promise Allah you will never go back. At this time, if Allah accept you and you start doing good deed, and correct yourself. This is the main core of marriage. By this way, when I meet people today and they ask me, I won't get married, I said, build your iman first. Because once you build your own iman and understanding, Allah change your lens. Not the contact lens, not the color lens, which is supposed to be haram, but the real lens, your vision, your understanding. Your understanding, you will look to people different way now. Before you look, oh, he's cute, he's tall, he's short, he's nice, he's this, he has a sneaker, mashallah. You know? No, you will look indifferent. What kind of piety he has, what kind of manner he has. Anybody come closer to me today, especially female, I ask him some question. Write it before it's too late if you're not married. Who are you going to get married with? Is this the father of the future? Is this the father of your child? Is this the one who will educate you and take care about you? What he has to offer you? And for male, what she has to offer you? What his goal in life? What his understanding about marriage? What kind of woman he looking for? What his understanding of the woman? What is the duty of woman? What is the duty of men? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the second one, he said, إِذَا نَظَرْتَ إِلَيْهَا أَسَرَتْكَ. If you look at her, she make you happy. وَإِذَا أَمَرْتَهَا أَطَعَتْكَ. And if you command her, she obey. وَإِذَا أَقْسَمْتَ عَلَيْهَا أَبَرَتْكَ. And if you swear to her, she fulfill your swear and she fulfill it. And if you leave her, وَإِذَا ذَرَكْتَهَا صَانَتْكَ فِي فَرَجِهَا وَمَالِهَا أَوْ مَالِكَ. It will save you in her own house, in her body, and your money. This is the quality of the woman. Another one, he said, تَزَوَّجُ الْوَدُودِ الْوَلُودِ. الْوَدُودِ الْوَلُودِ. الْوَدُودِ, one of the name of Allah. Do you know what the wadud mean? The companion, the friend, the loving one, all together. But actually in Arabic is much greater than that. Wadud, ya Allah, not a regular loving one, the soft, compassionate, loving one. The one who understands everything. The one who can treat you nice according to his wisdom. The one who will never leave you alone. All this under word Al-Wadud. And this is the name of Allah. If you ever feel lonely, say Ya Wadud. Is enough for you. Meaning, oh Allah, be my companion, my compassionate, my loving one. The one who take care about me, my guardian. Anytime you have a problem, say Ya Wadud. But do not act with nonsense and say, oh Ya Wadud, Ya Wadud, Ya Wadud. You know? Because there's a lot of people do that. They do whatever they want and they do not see their own mistake. And they go back and they cry to Allah like everybody is a criminal. Do you know why? They are blind. Why Allah blind a person? One of the major things can blind you, anybody know? Hasad, envy, jealousy, arrogance, stubbornness, ague, all this, stingy. Any one of these diseases make you blind, you will never see. You can memorize Sahih al-Bukhari, Quran, everything, you will never see. And you will never comprehend. Unless all this disease cleaned. If you do not believe me, go try it. You will become mouse for nothing. When you talk, so beautiful. When I say and see is garbage. And plenty of that today in the Ummah. People talk so beautifully, and once we deal with them, is no Islam. No Islam. Why the intention of gaining knowledge was wrong? Because if you intend to read and learn to purify your soul, Allah will purify you. But if you intend to read, to just make believe and show off, you will get it. And you get the fire of knowledge. And you will never have a good manner. And Allah will not give it to you. This is the quality of a woman. What about men? Isn't it too many ahadith about men, believe it or not? But you know why? Because very simple. If you study this biography of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he used to marry the man for his piety. Not for his tall, not for his muscles, not because he's a championship in whatever, not because he has a Lexus, not because he has a sneaker $150. No, only because he has piety and good manner. And everybody swear this man has a good manner and piety. To the point when a man used to have a daughter, he ran to the man with piety and said, please, can you marry my daughter? Why? Because he will take care about her in this life and hereafter. By giving her the right adab. They understand. Today, any female come to me, I have to train her to how to know men. Why? Because today, the majority of the family is bye-bye. Or if the girl is non-Muslim and embrace Islam, she has no father or mother to care about her. Because according to Sharia, they cannot, if they're not a Muslim. And the wali, most of the time is bye-bye, a routine wali. The masjid just come, somebody here. Can you be a wali for this girl? Yes, sign, finished. And salamu alaikum, and never see the girl. Wali in Islam is a big job and a responsibility. He take care about the girl equivalent to the father. Or the responsible person. And one of his duty, in case of any problem, he act for her as a mediator. In case of divorce, he run for her own need, not her. Now in the early Islam, what I'm going to say now is not exist. Why? Because in the early Islam, people know each other. Do you remember Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu, who's a famous story? He was making salah. A man enters the masjid and he asks, is anybody know so and so? A man get up and he said, yes. He said, how you know him? He said, I pray with him 15 years in the masjid, every single day. MashaAllah, he's a good man. Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu, he finished his salah and he said, I heard what you said. Come here. Do you travel with him? He said, no. Do you make business with him? He said, no. Did you do Hajj with him? He said, no. Did you do Jihad with him? He said, no. He said, you do not know him. Why? People you do not know in a time of Salah. Wallahi, I swear by Allah, in the Haram of Mecca, before Fajr, one person making Tahajjud at night, in the Haram of Mecca, when a man walking behind him, he did exactly like this. Boom! He gave him a slap, the man flipped in the air and fell down. And he said, Allah. He gave him the flip and And he's being like this. Do you know what happened? This man who pray, he doesn't even know ABC in Islam. Do you know why? The only place you can cross people in the front of them and is not a sin is Mecca, al Haram. If you are in Haram of Mecca and you cross people when your time pray, it's no problem. People boom, boom. Meaning they never study, they never know the basic manner. In Haram, you do not have to do that. If somebody's walking in the front of you, is no problem. You study the fiqh, it tell you. But why? Because we are ignorant, we do not know. But even if you're ignorant, who give you the right to give him a nice slab? Wallahi, it was a big slab, the man was upside down. I swear by Allah. And what has hit me, the man went back. And mashallah, he said, in tahajjud. You in tahajjud? You beat him up. In the middle of salah, in haram, beating a fly, you have to pay for it. What about being another Muslim? You see? What we're talking about, ignorant. Ignorant. By this way, is this man, if you see him doing tahajjud like this, mashallah, mashallah, all night making salah. If he beat this man this way, what he will do to you if he yelled at him? You see? Or you argue with him, he give you an ice, make you fly. You know? Really? By this way, today, where is a companion you can trust? Can go travel with a man to know his quality. I give a recipe. You ready, young ladies? I give a recipe, you can know your own man in 5 minutes. Not even 5 minutes. I challenge you. You can know a man in 2 or 3 minutes, 5 minutes maximum. If you see him eating the way he eat, if he's sloppy, if he's neat, if he's dropping, if he's making a mess, if he leave leftover, if he's humble the way he eat, if he's arrogant the way he eat, is a lot. Just by watching him eating, you can know a lot. And don't give excuse. This actually is the best of what you see. Imagine he's doing that in the front of you. What about if he's alone? It would be a mess. You need, you know, one of this, what do you call it for a baby? I went to this family, and her husband like 48, 50 years old. And every time his wife put him to eat, she have to put him one like this and one on the floor. And when he eat, a lot of mess all over. And everybody know it, and this his habit. Now welcome, you have a nice big baby. You will clean with him 3 times daily. Wonder what happened to his underwear. I'm sorry, yes, I'm not kidding. How many Muslims clean themselves? Yes, don't look at and sit whatever, because Islam is no shy in Islam. If the person is sloppy like that, what do you think, he's neat? He's clean? No. He's very dirty. How many of you, male and female, know what the meaning istinja? How many of you know what the meaning istibra al bol? Istinzah al bol? How to clean your urine? Go to masajid and you find the seat, how it looked like. It's almost like a garden giving water all over, but it's all yellow. You know? Why? Because no adab, no manner, no taqwa, no nothing. It doesn't matter what kind of iman and Islam you have, if you do such a thing. And this also is no consideration. Even if you see the bathroom dirty, you clean it. And you leave it clean for your next brother. Look at the person the way he walk. Look at his appointment, the way he keep his word. If he kept his word 2 or 3 times, most likely a person keep his word. If he give you excuse 1 time, 2 time, 3 time, make salat al-janazah over him. 4 takbirat, no sujood, no ruku'ah. You know why? This person, he will never keep his word. And this one of the a branch of hypocrisy. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. I hardly meet today a Muslim man or a woman keep their word. Very few. Can Allah accept all excuses? No. If I'm a Muslim, I keep my word. Ask him the basic question, I tell you. What you can offer me? What's your goal in life? What do you want? But ask yourself too, because all this question also for men, is not only for female. Do Salat Istikhara. Don't ever get married without Salat Istikhara. Salatul Istikhara. And Salatul Haja. Don't ever get married without it. But listen to me now. We meet the man for a year. We fell in love. We prepare everything. And that's it. I make Istikhara. No, you do not make Istikhara. You have bad manners with Allah. Because if you make Istikhara, after one look or so, you make istikhara before you intend to do anything. And before even istikhara, something so beautiful. Make istikhara before you see the person. Prepare your heart and ask Allah to choose for you. Don't set any liking or disliking. Don't ever, male or female, set agenda to Allah. Oh Allah, I want him this tall, this size, this color, this money, this belly, this. You cannot do that. Don't ever set an agenda who it will be your wife or husband. This is the worst thing to do. Meaning you have no adab with Allah. The adab with Allah, send me the one can give me the happiness of this life and hereafter, Ya Allah. Finished. You choose for me, Ya Allah, I do not know. Allahumma dabbir li fa innani la uhsin al-tadbir. You Allah prepare for me, I do not know how to prepare. How to choose. Very important. And after that, if you have a little bit of iman, if you have really some basira, listen carefully to this piece of knowledge. But only those who are clean and pure hearted, they will understand what I'm saying. Sometimes you see people, the first moment, the heart tell you, bye-bye, bye-bye. And the heart is contract. You have no ease. Trust it. It's a message from Allah. Trust it. Get away. Shaitan after that will tell you, oh, but. And before you know it, he messed up your message. Trust the first moment. Trust the first moment. Either ease or contracting. Meaning either you have some liking or disliking. Nothing to do with face and body and nose. No, it has to do with the heart. Meaning all of a sudden you have an ease looking to this person. Or you have a difficulty looking to this person. Trust it. Any time you will not trust this moment, you pay the price. Because it's honest message from Allah. And after that, istikhara. And after that, find a man who really a man can accompany this man and check him out. Do you know some of the early people what they used to do? You will not believe it. They used to go with the man to make wudu. Listen to this. If the man making good wudu, he will make good salah. If he make good salah, he has good iman. If he have good iman, he have good deen. If he have good deen, he has good adab and manner and akhlaq. This is the man I marry my daughter. Now look at the people today. You go to the bathroom. What are you doing? It's not great adventure. You know? Do you know when you open the faucet too much, what it means? Jahiliyyah. Ignorant. Because this is the first sin you can commit when you make wudu. Rasulullah sallam, he said, is a shaitan. Kul al-walhan. He's stubborn every time somebody make wudu. To tell you, flush it. Yeah, give it. And he make you make ta'addi. Tughyan al-ma. Because one of the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said to us, don't abuse water, even if you are in a running river. ما فيش إسراف في المية. Even if you are on it, but it's not mine. This more. Nobody see me is more. You see? Or you see somebody's a man making wudu after he finish is a mess all over. It's almost like he take a shower. And after that, he did not clean after him. Okay, I am a messy. Why you do not dry after yourself? And make leave the place the way it was. This consideration. By this way, even if you send him to wudu and look after him, you will know what you're getting. If he's sloppy and he doesn't care. Imagine if he doesn't care about this, he will care about you. No way. You would be a dumb person. Because if he doesn't care in the moment of making wudu, he will never care the salah time. And if he doesn't care about salah, he has no iman. He has no deen. What else left? Small things, but it can teach you a lot. A lot. What about generosity? And generosity in here is not only with money. Some people make belief, and they're so stingy. He beat you. He acting like a fisherman. He give you a piece, and you think he's generous. And once he marry you, he drive you nuts. You see? Because generosity, one of the quality, if you have humble and humility, and you have generosity, most likely you are one of the good people. If you do not have humble and humility, you have no generosity, look at the opposite. Arrogant and stingy. It destroy. Two quality elevate, two quality destroy. Imagine if you are with a destroyer man or a destroying woman. And this go man to woman. This basic, I'm going to give you now is a basic understanding. Do you understand so far marriage? What's the purpose of marriage? What I'm planning to do? Let me show you something amazing you might not ever heard in your life. Do you know some of the companion? Later on after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when they went in the path of Allah to spread Islam, they sent their wives, not a wife, wives, and ma malakat aymanuhum. They sent them a letter. I divorce all of you, and we meet each other in Jannah, with the intention to marry another one in the new land to spread Islam. Imagine, none of us can be a Muslim today without these people. These people left everything. In Mecca, one rak'ah equal 100,000 rak'ah, and they left it. In Medina, one rak'ah equal 1,000 rak'ah, and another report 10,000 rak'ah, they left it. Only for Allah. They loved their tribes, their families, their wife and kids, and they left, and they never see them again, the majority of them. For what? To spread Islam. Today, how many of us think about Islam? How many of us think, I'm going to marry so-and-so for Islam? I'm going to marry so-and-so to spread Islam. Their goal was only one goal, to elevate Islam. And today we are in a big calamity. What is our goal? To take me to Hawaii? Gilligan Island? Take me to a boat for 3 days? Buy me a shaqqa or an apartment in Egypt or an Arabic country? It's become a minya. And it has to be decorated a certain way. And otherwise Miss Egypt or Miss Syria or whatever will not accept you. Really? Do you know the majority of Muslim today, they reaching the level of 45 years of virgin? This is according to statistics, nationwide or international wide. And one of them now, the majority is Egypt. Why? To marry a girl now, you need like $150,000. And after that, maybe she will not accept you. And after that, you pay the price. She's the wrong one and lost the money. Imagine, who said that? Listen to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, the most blessing woman among you, أَقَلُّهُمْ مَأُونَ. The most blessing woman, the minimum a requirement from her to her husband. The one he do not give him hard time. The one she accept for so little. But some men like that and do not give you right of dowry just to drive you nuts. You see, we're going to extreme. The dowry for a woman supposed to be to protect her. It's your money. In case he's a wrong man and you want to divorce him, you have some money to back you up, to live with. You do not have to stuck. You do not have to worry where I'm going to live. This is what the dowry is supposed to be for. Unless you really you trust him. And how many women trust a man and she pays the price so hard? Why? Because we do not have the quality and we do not responsible. This is some of the understanding or basic understanding about marriage. What about my kids? What is this woman has can make it me to can make it for me a mother of my own child? What she has, what quality she has, who she imitating? What is her role model in life? Do you know our sister? The majority today of women I meet, they do not even know blowing her nose or to care about anything in life. They do not know. They do not even know how to take care about themselves. Imagine all of a sudden you will take care about a baby, which is a human being. The husband doesn't know, the woman doesn't know, who will know? And your family might have the wrong information. And you find the kids is too sick. Is he getting sick every week? Why is he getting sick every week? Because basic need to the baby is not done. Because the mother is negligent. But I do not say that. I said the mother is a criminal. Because if she care about her baby, she will seek knowledge. She will ask. She will not argue and ask and seek knowledge. And the man will allow her, his wife, to seek knowledge. This one of your right also as a woman. One of your right, seeking knowledge. But not to be Mrs. Whatever. Seeking knowledge in here meaning seeking knowledge of Islam. Not to have a job and be lunatic in the street. Because if you are having a job, he having a job, who will take care about the baby? I give it to my mom. Tomorrow I give it to my aunt. Thursday I give it to my neighbor. Weekend I give it to the non-neighbor. Next week I give it to the dog of the neighbor. What is going on? Every day the child with different people. If this child wants to cry and want, oh my mommy, c'est la vie, my son. Bye bye. I'm gone with the wind. Do you know what this meaning? What is scholar tell it? This mother, every time the baby cry and he want his mommy, the mother is a criminal in the front of Allah. And she will be questioned about it. Because the baby do not want only milk, do not want only diaper, he want love. And nobody can give him love more than you. Nobody on earth. Imagine if you neglecting your own son and you cannot give him love. What else do you want? Today the majority of young female, they cannot take a crying baby. Boom, give it to somebody else. I cannot take it. Give him something to sleep. Go find some drug in the corner and just put him to sleep. You know, why we do that? Why? Because we're not responsible. The heart is not soft. The heart has no real love. Marriage is not a game. It's the beginning of responsibility. It's a corporation. Corporation in the front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And who signed it? Allah. This is why fear Allah for your woman and for your men. Any bad manner, you can be cursed. Any ague, you can be cursed. Any child is, I'm going. You cannot do that as a wife. You cannot. This is why today I said to the male and female, please develop yourself. Learn about manhood. Learn about womanhood. Cry to Allah. Ask Allah to give you. Seek knowledge. I believe in Allah. Allah promised, those who struggle for me, I will give them. Today, my dear brother and sister in Islam, all of us is a liar. You are in college. How many days? How many weeks? How many years? How many times you slave yourself to a professor to give you a report? And how many times you seek the knowledge to be a good woman or a good Muslim man? How many times? Tell me. How many books you have about how to be a woman? How many books about even the early woman in Islam? Tell me. How many good people you try to be the company of them? Do you know Imam Shafi'i rahmatullahi alayhi? He said the story is so beautiful. This story, believe me, every one of us should think about it very much. He said, تَعَلَّمْتُ الْعِلْمَ مِنَ الْكُتُبِ. I seek knowledge from books. وَتَعَلَّمْتُ الْأَدَبِ مِنْ مُصَاحَبَةِ الْعُلَمَاءِ. And I seek manner of the companion of the knowledgeable people and the scholar. وَتَعَلَّمْتُ الْإِيمَانَ وَالْيَقِينَ مِنْ أُمِّي. And I learn iman and yaqeen, faith in Allah, from my mom. Look at us today, all we think about dollar, dollar, dollar. Day and night, dollar. And look, Imam Shafi'i, his mother, she used to cut her hair to just send him some money. She worked as a slave the first time in her life to educate her son. Do you know how many years he was educated? Over 24 years under education. For Islam. One time he was away for 12 years, and his mom didn't see him. And when he come back, and he come down from the caravan, a small girl, a beggar, ran to him, and she went in his bucket, and he shake, and he give her something. The mother starts screaming and crying and run away from him, and she tell him, you disgrace me, go away. I send you to have iman with Allah, and you came without no iman. He said, what I did? He said, is this the way they teach you? You check how much you have in your pocket before you give a charity? He ran. He ran to the girl. And he emptied all his bucket to the girl. And he ran back to his mom. She said, now you come. Now I can call you my son. Look at the mom. Today what we do? Oh, my son, you have A? Yes. How is your girlfriend? No good. How is your Atari? Oh, I need a new game. Is this what we do, educating our children? This is the fuel of the Ummah. This is the man who will carry the banner of Islam. This is the one who will elevate Islam. Tell me. Each one of us should point finger. And she said, he or she, what I'm doing to Islam? I'm going to disgrace Islam? Or I'm going to elevate Islam? Is me a role model? Is me the mother of the Ummah? Is me the father of the nation? And if I'm honest, if I do not have it, is I will allow my wife to go teach and learn Islam? And if I'm honest person, do I gain and go seek knowledge? Tell me. Where is honesty? Where is sincerity? Where is truthfulness? And we see the condition all over. And we love to talk politics. And we forget the main garbage we have in our heart. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, لَا يُغَيِّرُ اللَّهُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. Allah will never change the condition of people unless they change the condition inside themselves. Inside is the beginning. Don't worry about outside. Worry about inside. Once inside is done, outside is easy. Do you think Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will put you in hellfire? Because when you make tashahud, you do like this, or 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 you do like this. Is one of them can put you in hellfire because you follow the wrong one? Tell me. Are you going to hellfire because you hand like this, or you hand like this, or you hand like this, or even you hand like this? Yes, it's a mistake if you have it in the wrong position. It will really put you in hellfire? It will make your salah not accepted? Or the angel go first to the status of the heart and find where is your heart? Do you have the love of Allah? Are you devoted toward Allah? Do you really want Allah? Do you really want to work for Allah? Do you really want to elevate Islam? Do you really understand the responsibility in the front of Allah? If you die tonight, what are you going to say to Allah? What I accomplish? I make $10 more? Allahu Akbar. I have an A plus? Allahu Akbar. Islam can go down. People can go to hellfire. But I have to be a good. I have to prepare myself. I have to seek money and save money to insure my life. And I forget the insurance from Allah. Where is Islam? Tell me, where is Islam? Where is the men of the future? And where is the woman of the future? And are we trying to build it? Are we ready for marriage? Are we ready to prepare the lion of the future? Or we prepare the rabbit and the chicken of the future? Believe me, we have a lot of chicken and rabbit, but we have no lions anymore. This is what happened to the Ummah. And we're giving our kids our own disease. We're inheriting them our own diseases. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put barakah in what we say. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us go back to Allah, purely to Allah, and give us sincerity, truthfulness, and give us humble and humility and generosity. Open for us and make us work only for Allah. Make us love Allah above any love. Love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam above any love. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from all of us and give us tawbah and nur and basira and hikmah inshaAllah. Subhanakallah. Sure. Any question, any answer, any concern? Go ahead.
Somebody already did make that prayer that you said before they meet their husband or wife who they're going to marry. And they already met them but haven't made the prayer. What would they do?
Stop it and make this two sarka. Somebody met already a person and they already have some kind of liking to each other. What we do is stop it for a moment, meaning moment, whatever, stop it. Take the liking and disliking from your heart and go to Allah and say, Allah, choose for me. Go to Allah and tell Him, choose for me, Ya Allah. This is number one. And let your maid do the same. Both of you have to meet it. Any question?
What do you say about arranged marriage?
What do you mean arranged marriage?
For example, parents choose for the sisters or the brothers.
Okay.
Is the boy.
Arranged marriage, it has a meaning, but today the family is doing it in the wrong way. Because even after arranged marriage, you cannot force a man or a girl to marry whatever you like. No forcing in Islam. But parents is not ready for that. But according to Sharia, they can choose for you. They can tell you, this is my opinion. But you have the final say. In Islam, for female and male, you have the final say. Unless you have a beautiful relationship with your father or mother, and you trust them and you know them very well, and she came to you and tell you, you know, my son, I like this girl, or I like this man, I believe he's the best for you. And you said, Mommy, whatever you said, I like her too. But how many is that? We go to the opposite. Because the majority of mother and father today is not Muslim educated. And if they're educated, they're educated and stubborn in their own way. It has from the same tribe, the same village, the same family. If it's coming from different people, it's completely out of whack. Which is actually tribalism. It's Jahiliyyah. It has nothing to do with Islam. Actually, today I promote we should mix a lot to get off all this habit and culture. Because once we mix from different roots, automatically you will aim toward Allah and Rasulullah and a lot of culture will be dropped. And little by little, the unity of the Ummah will come and many goodness will come. Wallahu A'lam. I believe in that.
So what you really saying is it's okay to make your parents unhappy if you're not happy with the boy?
I do not say that. You see, don't forget today, the parent is making you stuck.
Right.
The prince can go do out of work things, and when come to marriage, I will curse you. You have to listen to me. I will never be pleased with you.
Right.
And they put you in a hard potatoes. Now, I will give you a recipe. It will never go down. If you believe in Allah, surrender to Allah. Don't fight. Don't fight. Surrender to Allah. And cry to Allah and say, Allah, choose for me. Don't make it my calamity. And what is the worst scenario? The worst scenario, you're doing it only to please Allah. But don't keep every time you look at her. I marry you only because my father, I hate to make it. And every day you say that, every day she says that, and you live 20 years crying to each other. No. One scholar, when I was young, he told me something. He told me, love from Allah. If Allah put you in a situation, even if I take you to the zoo and tell you, this is my wife, or this is your wife, you know, in a monkey-ish cage, you said, Allah, make her Miss Beauty, Allah. Oh Allah, make her in my heart the most beautiful girl in the whole earth, ya Allah. Oh Allah, put the love in my heart for her. You keep doing that, if you're honest. Do you know what? You will see her always with this beauty. You have to. You have no other choice. But you don't. You know, put some time in your face, you know. No. Because a lot of people live with this notion. And you're thinking about the one you love in a college or in a high school. Don't forget, from the beginning, the whole thing is a mess. Is Allah allow me to go to a love story first? No. Islamically, is not. By this way, we pay the price of our negligence as a Muslim. You do not live a love story for 3 years and cry over your parents what they do. Actually, it's a whole thing, a trial from Allah. Don't do that. You pay the price.
Is there any specification in making salah?
What's that?
Is there any specification in the 2 raka salah?
What happened is 2 raka, normal 2 raka, but look for any dua book. It has the dua, the supplicate of Salatul Istikhara. And even if you do not know it, I will teach you. Very simple. When you are in sujood, cry to Allah. Oh Allah, choose for me. I do not know. You are the one who know. Don't make me choose, ya Allah. Choose the one you like, ya Allah. Make me pleased with what you choose, ya Allah. Put barakah in what you choose, ya Allah. Surrender to Allah. Submit to Allah. As is Islam. But today we are so fighting our nafs, we're fighting our temptation, and we pay the price. Imagine we talk about Islam, and we think about what I love, and you keep crying over the love, which can be out of whack, because she sits next to you and you like her, but you do not know why you like her. Maybe because she looks nice. Maybe you can give her a sandwich, or she give you a sandwich. What is it? Because all the relationship we have is not true, it's fake. Really, all this love story in a college is fake. Because everybody, mashallah, they're so quiet, so beautiful, they come on time, they love each other, they call each other all the time, they have over $200-$300 worth of phone bills. You know? But the reality is, where's the quality? She doesn't have it, you don't have it. You playing game, she playing game, and you're paying the price.
Concerning the society we have.
What's that?
I said concerning our society. I mean, what's the appropriate way to approach maybe the lady want to marry Islamically? I mean, taking our society into consideration.
Taking society in consideration. With all respect to you, this word, it should not be right. Why? I'm a Muslim. I have constitution. I have a teaching of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. You have to go to the sequence of Islam. And otherwise, you pay some price. You see, we're supposed to be living as a Muslim affecting others. But when we forget our job, the environment affecting us. You see how it goes? We're supposed to be spreading Islam in other environments. But now the environment is spreading their own understanding on us. Why? Because we're not doing our job.
Can you talk a little bit about what the responsibilities and rights of the in-laws are over.
The right and responsibility of whom?
In-laws.
In-laws. The right and responsibility of in-laws. In-laws meaning the father and mother of the husband and the father and mother of the wife, right? Actually, their responsibility is very beautiful. Keep your nose out of the affair of the other. Really? Because once you marry, this is another calamity today. Once you marry, you are belong to your own husband. Your loyalty to your own husband, not to your mother and father. But today, a lot of Muslim girls, she go to the husband, and the same night, mommy, he did, mommy, he didn't do it, mommy. And mommy start to give you advice. Mommy calls the uncle gives the aunt giving, and before you know it, World War III, the following day. And actually, Islamically, you betrayed the house. Because the affair of the husband and wife should not be out. Not mommy, no daddy. You won't really give any information, it should be to your teacher or a scholar for knowledge. I have this situation, Islamically, how I take care about it. Can we hold just one moment, the table is finished? One moment. You have to understand this. You remember the story of Ibrahim alayhi salam when he visited his son Ismail and the wife of Ismail the first time. He knocked the door. He said, where is your husband? He said, he's out. How is your life? Is dunk? Is no good? How is your food? No food. Small breads. He said, okay, when your husband come, tell him to change the pillar of the door. When her husband come, which is Ismail alayhi salam, he asked her, is any man come? She said, yes. And she gave him the story. He said, this was my father, and he told me to divorce you. Go to your home. Go to your family. Why? Now, the another time, Ibrahim alayhi salam came another time. He knocked on the door. He find another woman. Where is your husband? He's outside. He's coming. Different tone of voice. How is your life? Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. How is the food? Big meat and a lot of bread. He said, tell your husband to keep the pillar of his door. And when the Ismail alayhi salam came, he asked her, is any man came? She said, yes. He said, what happened? He tell her, this was my father and tell me to keep you. What we learned from that? They said, a Muslim wife should not betray the husband by saying anything about the affair of the family. The affair of the family should be kept inside. What causing problem to the family when the woman or the husband start talking outside about different things happening? Even if the food is not too much or little bit or more, whatever it is, why you want to talk? You see, today we become a crying baby. We keep complaining. And after that, when my mom gave me a problem, I said, my mom, she put her nose. But my mom, she put her nose because I'm the one generating the problem. If you're really a good wife, a Muslim wife, what you should say? Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Thank and praise to Allah, the most provision or the most merciful. Finished. How is your husband? Alhamdulillah. How is your life? Alhamdulillah. How is this? Alhamdulillah. Any detail? Don't give detail. What you give detail for? You should not give any details. You give detail, you ask for trouble. And after you ask for trouble, don't cry and come begging and said, they did and they said. Because you will take this information, they spread it the way you want it, and before you know it, it will be a hellfire. Parents only allowed to involve in a dispute. And you have to have to do that if they are learned people. Today the majority of parents is bye-bye. They will follow culture and custom has nothing to do with Islam. You cannot just run home because you do not like what he did or what he said. You cannot go and call your mommy and your daddy or your uncle. You can't. You allow as a husband or wife only if you have a teacher or a scholar, you connected to them, you said, excuse me, teacher, excuse me, scholar, this is what happened Islamically, how I deal with it. That's it. Can I call my friend, my auntie, my cousin? No. No, no, no. You're asking for trouble. But today, our popcorn is every night we have 2,000, 3,000, 5,000 more phone calls about the news of everybody. And we're making problem, we're feeding shayateen, and we complain about it.
Concerning the first question I asked, I think I'm not satisfactory with your answer. I mean, concerning, okay, like a society, okay, you see lady you want to marry, I mean, concerning, you know.
Is a Muslim or a non-Muslim?
Or maybe a Muslim to Muslim, at least. I'm taking the context, I'm talking from the context of the society, of the American system. I mean, which, unfortunately, I mean, one way or the other, we have to.
Are you really want, like, for example?
I mean, and you see a sister, maybe.
On your own approach, I mean, you won't see if you marry her.
Yeah.
Okay, it has manner, it has edit. Okay? Why we put ourselves in this situation for male and female? Don't jump and because you like her. Doesn't mean nothing. Be a man. If you like someone, doesn't mean she like you. By this way, keep your dignity. What you do is a way. You send somebody you trust who talk to her. And he asks her, for example, are you interested about marriage? Are you interested about somebody can be this quality? You do not even mention your name. If she said no and not now finished, I do not now go to another person, and another, because I like her. And I drive her nuts and I drive myself nuts. And this go to male and female. No. You have to keep your dignity. Give some hint. Yes, yes, no, no, finished. One moment, because we have. Go ahead.
Yeah. Concerning the, cultural background.
Give you, I cannot hear you.
Yeah, concerning the cultural background.
About what?
Cultural background. We are from different cultures and the rest. And you want to, approach your sister. Over here, in fact, talking to some of the brothers and brothers in particular, they were complaining that, you know, because of the cultural background, the culture that they are from, they can't approach the ladies and the rest. So, in your position, what advice can you give us so that, you can bring this cultural background?
What do you mean cultural background?
This cultural difference is like, just from Africa.
You see, today, we call it jahiliyyah, ignorance. A Muslim is a Muslim. You marry a woman or you marry a man for her own piety, for her own good character and manner. Has nothing to do where she coming from. And you so too, sister. You do not hang over a man because he's coming from what culture. You make sure what he has to give you of knowledge and manner and character. This is what you worry about.
Yeah, but my question is, polygamy.
Okay.
And in relation with the environment here, the present environment here.
Islamic polygamy.
Yeah, and the government, the role of child support in
Public
life.
What happened is you're talking about two topics in here, very important. Muslim today is not ready for anything. How many people are ready for polygamy? And they understand it. Tell me, how many among you, sister, ready for polygamy? Anybody ready?
No.
You see? This is not by one. Why we talk about the topic when our woman is bye-bye? And you also is bye-bye. Are you ready to take care about two women? If you cannot take care about one, because today what happened, our woman also is so complicated. Why? This is a bad example. You marry a woman, you do not know what to do with her, leave her alone, get another one. Leave her alone and get another one. It's not a playing card. You see? But polygamy, actually, if you really study it, you cry. You cry, you really cry. It's part of our duty. But we neglect it. But how many things in Islam we neglect? Believe me, I challenge any one of you. Open one topic to me and I will show you we have no Islam in this topic. By the way, we have no Islam in any topic. None. Why are we not ready for polygamy? Because we have no iman. Because we believe my man is mine. Mine. My child is mine. You see here this mine. Okay? This is the belief. And we forget no man, no woman, no child is a trust. It's a trust from Allah. I do not own anything. I do not own my husband. I do not own my wife. I do not own my child. I do not own anything. This notion of mine is completely bye-bye, meaning I'm empty, I do not know Islam. I have no Islam in my heart. Where is sacrificing? Where is generosity? Look at the companion. If the companion did what we did, he would never have Islam at all. And this is what we have today. We have no Islam. We focus on a tiny thing, and the majority thing we do not do. Go, believe me. Take a shower and have ghusl and make Islam, real Islam. And learn about Islam. Because we're not ready. Another point is, some scholars said, if you are in a non-Muslim country, prohibited having polygamy, you should get away from it. But you see, again, this topic, okay, is not a big deal because we not even know how to have a wife in the first place. If you have a succeed one wife, believe me, if you have a good marriage, okay, believe me, and you live as a Muslim, polygamy will not be a topic. Because once we have Iman, once we love Allah, once we love Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the main goal will be Allah. Nothing else. We have no another agenda. I have too many hands. What do we do now? Okay, forgive me. What's the definition of people of the book? Very simple. The Jews and a Christian. This is the people of the book.
So, what about...
Hindu and Buddhism?
No. What about the young men and women who get married to people of the book and justify?
Okay. Now, this is another tragedy, sister. Big tragedy. And we are sleeping about it. A man has a license to marry the people of the book in condition. In condition. The condition number one, he have saved his own Islam. Meaning, for example, you give her da'wah and she's almost a Muslim. Or she's willing to embrace Islam. Or she has beautiful quality and she's willing and she's loving Islam. But what happened if I like her and she hates Islam and I marry her? I'm asking for trouble. I heard a scholar in the front of Allah, I will tell you. He said, marrying today a non-Muslim in this bad quality, it will become forbidden. People said, excuse me, Allah gives a license in Quran. Allah gives license for quality. For quality. وَالْمُحْصَنَاتُ مِنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ The one, she has quality from the people of the book. Meaning, for example, you meet a girl, okay, she has very beautiful quality. She has no boyfriend, she has nothing, she has a very beautiful manner, she is willing to read, willing to understand, open-minded, and she's really with you. It's different. But if you possessed with her, she get you, finished. About female, you're not allowed to marry any person non-Muslim. You're not at all. Why? Because your kids will carry the name of the father. By this way, it's completely forbidden. Completely forbidden. And the problem today, I see people allow it and they do not even say it. Or the woman coming with a young boy or a young man, and the man or the scholar or supposed to be or the learned person said, say the kalima. He says the kalima and he doesn't know what he's talking about. And she cheating, he cheating, the scholar know everybody cheating, and he allowed it. According to Sharia, she is murtad. She is fasiq in the level ortidad. If she disannounces it. Meaning, if she believes what she's doing without any doubt, and she deny what Allah said because it's forbidden, she become a fasiq murtad.
If she die, she should not be buried in a Muslim cemetery, and she should not have janazah. This how much is it? And I see today a lot of female Muslim marrying non-Muslim, and Islam is gone. Because usually the female follows a male. And before you know it, if you do not believe me, go to Guyanese culture, Trinidad culture, and when they spread between Hindu and Christianity, and the whole family is gone. Bye-bye. Nation completely is bye-bye.
The tricks you said about how a sister can find out about a brother, do you have any sense?
Tricks?
The ways that you can assist, yeah. Is there ways that we can check?
Sure. Now you tell me, you give our female something to, not tricks, to know what quality of a man. What about me as a man? How I know our female? Very simple. Similar. Number one in female, her voice. Get her a little bit angry and see. If she give it to you nicely, or she acting up quick, or she flips so quick, get away. Because if she flip over 1 minute now, imagine if she flip with you in her own bedroom every day, you will open the window and bye-bye. Or you will open the window and you tell her, you bye-bye. You see? By this way, think about it. A manner never go away. How is her voice? But don't forget, don't take me wrong. A lot of female, before you marry, their voice, it melts the iron. It melts the iron in no time. And the day of marriage, excuse me, the voice completely upside down, it become, you have Mike Tyson in front of you. And he said, excuse me, it's the wrong number. It's too late, I get you, baby, come here. This reality. Wallahi, I'm telling you reality. The majority of women, the day of marriage, it flipped. Different woman. Unless she really sincere woman. If she sincere woman, you see the opposite. She will become much nicer. But if she's sincere and she has Islam, if she value what she get, if she really running after a man. But how many of us running after a man? And how many of us running after a woman? Oh, I heard her mother, she has some money, and the apartment is nice, and I can save $300. You see, the majority of people like that. They will give you some question, and before you know, they know exactly what you have and what can be promoting me to marry you. And for you, it was the same. Oh, how much you make? Is your father is wealthy? Do you inherited anything? Oh, I live with my brother. What is your brother doing? Oh, he owns a supermarket. Oh, you lovely man. And before you know it, she trick you to know some finance status. One of the things I always believe, tell her I'm poor. I have no education. I have no money. My family all dead. Okay? And this for you too. What you like? If she really love you, and she care about you, and she think you have something, what she will do? She will really go after you. And she will tell you, I support you. Or you tell her, I support you. But what happened if the whole topic about money, about status, oh, do you have a degree? Yes, I can work for $9, good woman. I can sit at home watching baseball. You understand me? A lot of men like that. And you pay the price so hard. And you marry now a woman, not a man. And you end up working as a man and a woman. And he's eating in front of the TV. You see, all this word coming from the absence of Islam. If you have Islam, you will never pick up the wrong one. If you have Islam, you will never pick up the wrong one. But if you have Islam,
if you follow the instruction of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There's a lot of beautiful book in the market about, you know, how to, you know, to what is marriage in Islam and all this meaning. If you develop yourself and you really have iman, you will never be tricked by anybody. You know when you'll be tricked? When you're really not honest in your heart. I see it all the time. Because Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said it also. Whoever marry a woman for money, Allah disgrace him. And ever marry some woman for beauty, he will never have happiness. And if he marry her for her own Islam, he have everything in this life and hereafter.
What should parents give to her daughter when she's getting married? For example, in some countries, for example, in Pakistan, when a daughter is getting married, the parents have to give a washing machine, a television, a car to the boy, a home, in majority of the cases. And if they don't give that to their daughter, and the parents of the boy, they say, oh, what did you bring from your home? You didn't bring anything. You are not good for us.
All this culture he's talking about now, when the time of marriage, I want. You know, in Egypt, they have it, they call list hit, or the hit list. You know, give me the list. You have two witnesses. We go to the judge. We go to the court. You have to support it. You have to give it. You have to do. And sometime by the end of that, they give you the wrong sister. You know. I'm serious, I'm not kidding. You know, why? Absent of Islam. For example, you went to a female. Do you check her family? I will tell you something in the front of Allah today, so dangerous and so important. Today is the only way out to immigrate toward Allah. You have to immigrate toward Allah. Meaning you as a female, you as a male, you should stand up and say, my father, no more culture. My mother, no more culture. I want to be a Muslim. You like it or you don't. I'm not going to marry your way. You want me to marry your way? You have to be according to Allah wa Rasulullah. If you don't follow Allah wa Rasulullah, I will not accept it. And you stand up for Islam. But you know, why are we blaming the parents? Because I'm not acting as a man. I'm not acting as a woman. I'm acting like a sheep. And I'm paying the price. Oh, is it time to leave?
Yes, sir.
Sure.
Okay,
you're okay. We have to leave, my brother and sister and staff. If you really like what you heard, live with it, make dua to Allah, and in meantime, if you like, inshallah, set another meeting with extra time. I will be happy if I'm still alive. Subhanakallahumma bihamdik, ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk, wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah.